Hare Krishna. Don't just look for the silver lining, become the silver lining. When the sky becomes very dark and threatening and the whole atmosphere becomes dreary because there are clouds which shroud everything in darkness, and there are storm and there are rains, at that time we look for a silver lining in the sky. That means we look for something that indicates the clouds are ending, and that now we will be able to see the things clearly. We'll be able to see things nicely. So this, darkness will go away, the rains will go away, and then atmosphere will become better. So we look for the silver lining. Similarly, in a metaphorical sense, sometimes there are a lot of distress, darkness, and negativity in our life. At that time, if we just let the thoughts of the negativity consume us, then we will become overwhelmed, we will become dejected, we will become depressed. So we should also look for the silver lining. The Bhagavad Gita also begins with the aspiration, with such a dreary situation where Arjuna, he has to fight with his relatives in a fratricidal war in which victory will come at the price of the blood of his loved ones. He says, I cannot do this. And thus, when this happens, he decides that I cannot fight, so what should I do? When he decides that he cannot fight, so then accordingly he decides that he must move on. So he turns towards, at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, he just gives up his bow and says, I can't fight. He says, Yotsyeti Govindam Ukta Tushnim Babhuvaha. I cannot fight. He becomes paralyzed. There's darkness all around him. At that time, he turns towards Krishna and asks Krishna for guidance. And Krishna gives him the illuminating, empowering, enriching wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. And with that wisdom, what does Arjuna do? It is not that Krishna himself suddenly removes the clouds. Krishna energizes and infuses Arjuna with confidence, with a vision that arises from higher wisdom, that vision of the transformational power of love. Arjuna understands that irrespective of whatever is happening at the material level, he himself is always eternally the part of Krishna, and there is a bond of love which unites him with Krishna eternally. When he understands this and when he starts striving to love and serve Krishna, he marches steadily towards Krishna. So Krishna, he doesn't stop being the charioteer and suddenly become the warrior to assist Arjuna. Krishna is a non-combatant and he remains a non-combatant. But he infuses Arjuna with a combative spirit. And thus he tells Arjuna in 11.33, Tasmat muttishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samriddham mayai vaite nihataha purvameva nimitta matram bhavasau vyasachi. Tasmat tamuttishta yasho labhasva. Therefore, tamuttishta, arise, yasho labhasva, attain victory. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham. Jitva shatrun, conquering your enemies. Bhungshva rajyam samruddham. Bhungshva, enjoy a flourishing kingdom. Mayai vaite nihataha purvameva. By me, Nihataha has been destroyed. Purvameva, before only, it has been destroyed. Mayai vaite nihata, by me it has been destroyed. Nimitta matram bhavasau vyasachi. Nimitta matram, you just have to become an instrument. You don't have to do anything more. Just become an instrument in the fight. When this is understood, nimitta matram bhavasau vyasachi. So here, Krishna tells Arjuna to act. So, when there is distress, rather than telling Arjuna that I'll solve the problems, Krishna tells Arjuna, you become the solution, you become the silver lining. So, all the problems in this world ultimately come from self-centeredness, from acting not out of love, but acting out of selfishness. And the Bhagavad Gita infuses us with a vision of undying, endless love. where we act with the intention of loving and serving Krishna and loving and serving all living beings in relationship with Krishna. And when we act in this mood, we move onward steadily and we bring the light of love in our life and we light the lives of others. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna himself becomes energized, he becomes the silver lining and he tells Krishna, I will do your will. Karishye vachanam tava. And when we, rather than waiting pessimistically or hopelessly for some silver lining which may or may not come in future, when we recognize that we have the capacity to change things by Krishna's grace, keeping our vision fixed on the spiritual level of reality, by acting as an instrument in Krishna's service, we can become the silver lining and we can help in dissipating the clouds of darkness and infusing in our hearts and in our world the light of immortal love, light of love for Krishna, and thereby become harbingers of happiness. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.